Today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. We'll be beginning at daf Ayin Dalid, Amid Beis at the bottom. The Gemara over here is continuing to explain the Lamed Tes Melachos that were listed in the Mishnah earlier. The Gemara says, HaKerei Al Menas Litfor, one of the Melachos is tearing, but tearing itself is usually considered a Mekalkel, not an improvement, but ruining the object, so that is not considered a Melacha. In order to be considered a malacha, it has to be a kareya al menas litfer, that he's tearing in order to later be able to sew it back together better. So the kriya, the tearing, is part of the improvements that will be made later. So the Gemara asks, kriya b'mishkan mihave, where was tearing in the Mishkan? Rabba v'reb zera damitavayu shiken yiriya shenofal ba darna kairin ba v'toifin aiso. If they would have a curtain in the Mishkan that got a hole from a worm, so it was a round hole, and sewing it as is, a round hole, it will not come out neat, since there's a gap in the middle of the hole, so the sewing will not lay flat. So what they did is they tore upwards of the hole and downwards of the hole so that they now had a long tear, and then they would put one edge over the other and sew it, and that way it would lay flat and look neater. So this was a kireya al menas litfor. This was tearing in order to be able to sew it back better later. And this is one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. Amar Reb Zeira Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Reb Zeira Bar Tuvia said three halachas in the name of Rav. Hameteach chut shel tfira b'shabes chayiv. If someone had something that was sewed, but the stitching was coming loose, so in order to make the sewing tight once again, he pulled the threads in order to tighten again the stitching, that's chayiv. So even though he did not actually do the sewing right now, but since he once again tightened the sewing, that's also considered toifer, and that's chayiv. It's chayiv chattis. V'haloy medov rechad min ha-megush, chayiv misa. If someone learns even one thing from a megush is a min, not because, who does not believe in the Torah and is attached, very attached to Avodah Zarah, the worship of idols. So you shouldn't learn anything from him, because whatever he teaches you will most likely be Avodah Zarah. So Aloymed Dover Echad Min HaMegush Chayiv Misa. If someone goes and learns from him, even one thing is Chayiv Misa, because what he'll be taught will probably be Avodah Zarah. That's the second halacha. V'hayadei alach sheft kufay sumazolais ve'enei chayshev osa l'sapar haymen. If someone knows how to calculate the way the solar system and the stars work, what star will be in what place at what time, he knows how to calculate this and he doesn't calculate it, so we say that that person is unworthy of saying over anything from him, because this is something that if he could do it, you should do it, as the Gemara will explain later. Now the Gemara wants to go into a different machloikis, megushta. We know in other places we have the term megushta, and there's a machlokes what it means. Rav Shmuel Charamar Charshi v'Charamar Gedufi. There's a machlokes Rav Shmuel what it means Megushta. One of them said it means Charshi, one who knows how to use the Chochma of Kishuf. Kishuf is some sort of magical koiches that a person, by using them, can sometimes do supernatural things. So one of them says Megushta means someone who uses Kishuf, v'Charamar Gedufi. One said that a Megushta is a min, an apikaris, as we said before. So Tistayim, the Gemara says, we can bring a raya from our Gemara, who is it that said what? We can bring a raya, Tistayim, the Rav, the Omar Gedufi. Rav is the one who said that Megushta means a min. Because in our Gemara, the Omar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omar Rav, in our Gemara, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia said in the name of Rav, Haloy Medover Echad Min HaMegush, Chayiv Misa. If you learn one thing from a Megush, you're Chayiv Misa. So what would a megush mean over here? It has to mean a min. The isal kedai to charshi, because if megush means someone who makes kishif, hoksiv leisilmed lasais avalata loymed lahavenu lahoides. It says you are allowed to learn. You're not allowed to learn kishif in order just to practice kishif, but you're allowed to learn kishif in order to understand how it works, so that if a false navi comes and does some miraculous thing, you'll be able to identify that he's really a false navi, and what he's doing is being done through kishif. For that purpose, one is allowed to learn Kishif. So here, how could Rav say that you're not allowed to learn anything from a Magush? If a Magush means someone who makes Kishif, you are allowed to learn from him, because you're allowed to learn to understand how Kishif works in order to identify a false Navi. So, since Rav said you're not allowed to learn from a Magush, it means that Rav must have understood Magush is a Min. And we know that Rav is the one who said that Amgusha is a Min, Gedufi, and it must be Shmuel who's the one who said Amgusha means Charshi. Tistaim, this is a good Raya. From our Gemara, we have a good Raya. Amr Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kafra. Bapazi said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kafra, Kol hayedeya lachshev tekufais umazolais v'enei choyshev. If somebody knows how to make the calculations of the way the stars and the solar system works, and he doesn't make these calculations, all of akasav aimer, on him the pasuk says, espoil Hashem lo yabitu v'maiseyadav lo ro'u. He didn't look to see the workings of Hashem, because he has a chance to see how the solar system, which is the workings of Hashem, how it works, and he didn't take the time to make those cheshbonos, to make those calculations. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yochanan, Minayin shemitzvah lo odom lachshev tekufais umazolais. How do we know that it's a mitzvah for a person to try to understand, make the calculations of how the stars and the solar system works? Shenemar ushmartem vasisem kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. It says you should watch and you should do this thing which is a chachma, which is considered wisdom in the eyes of all the people. So what is this thing that is considered eza chachma ubina shehi le'enei ha'amim? What is this thing which is considered a wisdom in the eyes of all the people? Havayomer, we could say, zechishuv tekufas umazolos. This is understanding the way the tekufas and mazolos, the solar system and the stars work, because if someone will be able to predict how the stars will be set up at a certain time, everybody will understand, everyone sees that he's a big chacham, and he knew how to predict ahead of time how the stars would be. So this is a chachma that's le'enei ha'amim, and the Torah tells us we should learn this. Ushmartem vasisem. Now the Mishnah, now the Gemara goes on to explain some of the malachas that are listed further in the Mishnah. Hatzad tzvi means if he captures, one of the malachas is if he captures a tzvi, a deer. So one of the malachas is capturing. Tana Rabbana hatzad chalozen v'hapoitzai eino chai v'la'achas. If someone captures a chalozen, which is a fish, which we take out the blood from it to make the tchelis, the blue dye that was used in the Mishkan. So eino chai v'la'achas. For capturing it and squeezing out its blood, you're only chayiv one chatas for tzeda, for capturing it. Rabbi Huda Eimer chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Huda said, you're chayiv two. Shohai Rabbi Huda Eimer, Rabbi Huda said, pitzia bechalal disha. Squeezing out the blood is considered a malacha of dosh. Dosh is threshing. The idea of threshing is to take the kernel out of the husk that surrounds it. So you're taking out something that was hidden inside before. Here also, when you squeeze out the blood which was inside, that would be bechalal disha. That's part of the malacha of disha. Amrulai, the Chachamim said to him, ain't pitzia b'chlal disha. Pitzia, squeezing out the blood, is not considered dosh. Amr Rava, Rava explained, my time of the Rabbanon, the reason of the Rabbanon is, kasavri ain't disha ala l'gedulei karka. They hold that the malach of disha only applies to things that grow from the ground. Since in the Mishkan, disha was done with things that grow from the ground, so the malach of disha only applies to things that grow from the ground, but a fish which is not gedulei karka, there is no disha involved in squeezing out the blood. The Gemara asks according to both of them. A question here whether you're chayiv al disha or not, but nobody said that you're chayiv al netilas neshama. Why aren't you chayiv for killing the fish, netilas neshama? On Rabbi Yochanan Shepotzei Meis, we're speaking that he was squeezing out the blood after the fish was already dead. So he didn't kill it, it was dead from before. Memela, that's why he's not chayiv because of Natilas Neshova. Rav Amar, Afilu Tema Shepotzei Chai. Rava said, we're speaking where he was squeezing out the blood when the fish was still alive. Yet, he's not chayiv because of Natilas Neshoma, because Misasik hu eitzel Natilas Neshoma. He's considered Einemus Kavin on Natilas Neshoma. He did not intend to kill the fish by squeezing out its blood. So, since it was Einemus Kavin, it was unintentionally that he killed it. You're potter on that. Like Rav Shimon holds always that a Dovrish Einemus Kavin, something that's done unintentionally, is potter. So the Gemara asks, "V'habayev v'rava damri tarvayu moedir b'shimah b'psikrei shivlo yomus." Abai and Rava said that Reb Shimon, even though he holds something that's done unintentionally, Adavar Shein Miskaven is potter, but he's might, if it's a psik reisha, if it's what he's doing, well, inevitably cause a malacha that you're chayiv. So here, by squeezing out the blood, he didn't intend to kill the fish, but that when, well, since it well inevitably killed the fish, that's a psik reisha. You should be chayiv even according to Reb Shimon. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hocha, the Kama de Islay Neshama Tfei Nichalei. Over here, it's different, because when did Reb Shimon say, when does Reb Shimon hold that if inevitably the malacha will occur, you're chayiv? That's if he did it without intention, and he did the malacha without intention, and the malacha taking place, it really is no concern for him whether it does happen or doesn't happen. But where he is specifically opposed to the malacha happening, he doesn't want it to happen, like over here, he doesn't want the fish to die. Why? Because as long as it's living, is tfei nichale, he's happier with that. Kihecha the litzlil tzive, in order that its die should be clearer. Since over here, as long as it's living, the fact is that when the fish is living, the blood that comes out makes a better die. So he's squeezing out the blood, but he doesn't want the netilas neshama to take place. It's not just that he's doing it unintentionally, and the malacha that's going to come out is of no interest to him whether it happens or not. Here he specifically wants that it should not die. So here Reb Shimon is Maida and still considers that since it's unintentional, and he's actually opposed as much as possible. He doesn't want the malacha to happen. He doesn't want the fish to die. He wants us to stay alive as much as possible in order that the die will be better. So here Reb Shimon would still hold that you're not chayav for such a malacha. It's still considered a davar shein miskaven, and that's the reason why none of the Tanoim said that you're chayav for netilas neshama. V'hashoichtoi, another malacha mentioned in the Mishnah is hashoichtoi, someone who shechts an animal, is an av malacha. So the Gemara asks, shoichet mishumai chayiv. Tosfos learns the question is, shoichet, normally if someone goes and just shechts an animal on Shabbos, how many av malachas does he transgress? Shoichet mishumai chayiv, someone who shechts is chayiv because of what? Rav amar mishum tzeveya. Rav says you're chayiv because of coloring, because when he shechts it, he wants the mokam shechita, the neck where he made the shechita, to be dyed red, to become red from the blood. Shmuel amar mishum netilas neshama. Shmuel says you're only chayiv because of netilas neshama. The Gemara asks on Rav, mishum tzeveya in, mishum netilas neshama loy. You're saying that he's chayiv because of tzeveya. You mean to say he's not chayiv for netilas neshama? Certainly he's killing the animal and should be chayiv also netilas neshama. So the Gemara says, Eima af mishum tzeveya. Rav, of course, holds that you're chayiv for netilas neshama. Rav meant to say you're chayiv a second chayiv, a second chatas, because of tzeveya. You're also doing the malacha of tzeveya. So Rav holds you're chayiv two, and Shmuel hold that you're chayiv only one because of netilas neshama. So the Gemara is now going to explain Rav. Omer Rav. Rav said, Milsa da Amri, that which I just said, that Shoichet is chayiv mishum tzeveya, Eimo ba Milsa. I want to explain that. The Leilesi Dori Basaroi Velachako Alai. The later generation shouldn't come and make fun of what I said. They won't understand it at all. They think it's a mistake. Tzeveya b'may nichalei. Why is he chayiv because of tzeveya? What is it that he wants? Why does he want to dye the neck, the mokum shechita of the animal? So Rav explains, nicha delisvus beis hashechita. He wants that the beis hashechita, the neck area where he shechted, should be dyed and from the blood. The delisvus beis hashechita dama, should be colored with the blood. Kihechei delachazua inshi v'leisov lezvina minei. People should see that and they should come by it, because when they see that the neck is all full of blood, so they realize that it was freshly shechted, and that way it encourages people to buy it. So since he intends for the neck to be colored, he's chayiv also mishum tzeveya. V'hamolchei v'hamabdei. The Mishnah continues and says that two more malachas are salting the hide, the leather, v'ama abdo, and working it out into leather. So the Gemara asks, "Hainu meleach, hainu ma'abed." Salting it is ma'abed, is part of working it out. Why is it two malachas? This is all part of the same process of working out the leather, working out the hide into leather. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Amar Tavayu, apik chad minayu, v'ayil sirtut. Correct. These are not two separate malachas. There's only one malacha of ma'abed. Salting it is part of being ma'abedit. So now we're missing a malacha. So we have to introduce a new malacha. The new malacha is sirtut. Sirtut means to scratch marks into leather, and these marks are used to indicate how the leather should later be cut. So scratching those marks into the leather is an av malacha of sirtut. Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Haiman de Moloch Bisra Chayv Mishum Ma'abed. Someone salts meat, he's also Chayv Mishum Ma'abed, the same malacha which in the Mishkan was done with oiris, was done with hides, working them out into leather. If you salt meat, you're also chayiv, it's av malach of ma'abed. Rava amar ein ibud ba'oichlin. Rava says that ibud only applies to leather and does not apply to food, so therefore salting meat is not chayiv mishum ma'abed. Omer Vashi, v'afilu Rava bar Rav Huna. Even Rava bar Rav Huna that said that ma'abed does apply to meat, but even him, loy omar ela de koboy loy la'ucha. Only if he salted it to preserve it, he should be able to take it with him when he goes out on a trip. It shouldn't get spoiled. It should last a long time. So if you salt the meat very heavily, it becomes hard, and it's preserved. It doesn't spoil. So if he salts it in such a way so as to preserve it, that could be chayv al tzma'abed, because he salts it a lot, like you salt leather, and that causes the meat to get hard. So the salting, in order to harden, is also considered ma'abed. Avalabesa, but if the person salts meat in his house, which is only salted to taste, loy mashvi inish michle eitz, a person certainly, the way he salts in his house, he doesn't salt it so that it should become like a piece of wood, so full of salt that it's impossible to eat, and hardened, like the salt could cause it to harden. He certainly wouldn't do that in his house. So the regular salting that a person salts in his house is only to add taste, and that certainly, even according to Rabbah, would not be included in the malacha of ma'abed. V'hamemachkoi v'hamechatkoi. Two more malachas. Mematchoi means to smoothen out the hide. V'hamechatkoi means to cut it. Amrav Acha Bar Chanina, Hashof Bein Ha'amudim B'Shabbos, Chayev Mishum Emachek. If somebody goes between two pillars and he wants to smoothen out the dirt between these two pillars, so he rubs with his feet the ground in order to make it straight, that's Chayev Mishum Emachek. That's the Malach of Emachek, smoothing something out. Amrav Chia Bar Abba, Rav Chia Bar Abba said, Gimel Dvorim Sochli Rav Ashi, Mishmei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Three halachas Rav Ashi told me in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They are Hamegarer Roshei Kulsanoyis B'Shabbos. If someone scrapes down the tops of poles, he wants to make them a certain shape, all pointed, or he wants to make them all the same length. So he shapes the top of the pole to a specific shape. Is chayiv mishum mechatech. Mechatech means if you cut something to a specific shape, a specific size. So here he's doing that with the tops of the poles. He's scraping them down to be a certain shape, a designated certain exact size. So that's chayiv mishum mechatech. Hamemarech retiyah b'Shabbos. The second halacha is if someone smears an ointment on a bandage on Shabbos. So his idea is to smoothen it out evenly all along, all about the bandage. So he's chayev mishum memachek. That's chayev because of memachek, which is smoothing down. Here also he's smoothing down the ointment evenly along the bandage. Bahamisase says ha'evin b'Shabbos. If somebody chisels a stone on Shabbos to make it the right size so that it will be usable for whatever he needs it for, as a brick in a building or something like that, he chisels it down to the right size, is chayev mishum makeh b'patish. So this is chayev mishum makeh b'patish, because by doing this, he has finished it off and made it usable. So whenever you finish something off, that is the malacha of makeh b'patish. Amar b'shimen ben Kisma, Amar b'yishua ben Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Kisma said in the name of Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Hatzor Tzura B'Kli, if somebody engraves a picture or a design in a utensil, v'hamin afeyach b'kli s'chuchas, or he blows up a glass keli, it's made by blowing, you blow the glass into a certain shape, and that's how you make the glass utensil. So if he does either of these two things, is chayev mishum makeh b'patish, because by both of them, he's putting the finishing touch on the keli. So that is the malacha of makeh b'patish. Amr Yehuda, Haiman de Shokel, Akufi, Miglimi. Someone takes off something that's protruding from a baguette. Either he has threads hanging from the baguette, or he has splinters of wood, and he wants to take those off. His chayv mishumaki bepatish. This is also considered putting the finishing touch on the baguette. So that's chayv mishum maki bepatish. That's chayv because of the melacha of maki bepatish. Bahani mili the kapit alayu. That's only if those things that were hanging out of the baguette are something that he's makbid, it would bother him to wear the baguette that way. If they're so minute that nobody would mind having such little things sticking out of the baguette, nobody notices it, so the baguette is considered finished even without taking those things off, and by taking them off, it's not considered makib patish. Next malach in the Mishnah, v'akosif shtei oisiyos, if someone writes two letters, is also considered a malacha. Two letters were written in the Mishkan, they wanted to put two boards together, so they put identical letters on each of the boards, and that way they knew that these two boards are supposed to be put together. So it was always two letters. That's why hakoyser shtei oisiyos. You have to write two oisiyos in order to be considered a malacha. Tana rabbanan, kosav ois achas gedoyla. Somebody wrote one letter, but he wrote big. V'yeshbim koyim alichtoiv shtayim. And there's enough room. He wrote a big enough letter that someone could have written two letters in that place. Potter, because since he only wrote one letter, so one letter is not the malacha. You have to write two letters. But mochakes hagedoyla, if he had one big letter written, and then he erased only one big letter, v'yesh b'mkoy malichtev shtayim, there's enough room in that place that he erased. He erased and made enough room now to write two letters in that place. Chayev, that is chayev because of moichik. And the reason is because the object of the malacha of moichek is to erase so that I have a clean area which I could write two letters. So over here, he only erased one letter, but he created an area which is big enough for two letters. That is the malacha of moichek, erasing and thereby creating an area which is now has the ability to write two letters in that space. So for this, you are chayv. Omer b'nachem b'rabbi yosi, v'zeh choymer b'moichek mibekoisek. This is a chumra that we have by moichek more than koisev. By koisev, writing one letter is not a malacha. By moichek, erasing one large letter is a malacha because you leave enough room, you created enough space now to write two letters. Haboinev asoiser, hamechabe, hamaver, hamaka bepatish. These are the malachas in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to speak about the last one. Maka bepatish, Rabba v'Reb Zera d'Amrit Havayu, Rabba and Reb Zera both said, Kol midi de'ispe gemar malacha chayev mishum maka bepatish. Everything that is a gemar malacha, which is, puts the finishing touch on something, is considered maka bepatish. Like the Gemara said earlier, if someone engraves a keli, which that's the finishing touch, it's all made, it just needs the last designs on it, he does those designs, that's considered maka bepatish. Kol midi de'ispe gemar malacha chayev mishum maka bepatish. Eilu Ovais Malachis, the Mishnah said, listed 39 Malachis and said, these are the Ovais Malachis. And we explained before, why did it say that these 39 Malachis? It came to teach us that a person can be chayv maximum 39 Malachis because there are only 39 different Ovais Malachis. So even if he did them all, he's chayv 39 Malachis. Only 39 and no more. So the Gemara says, Eilu, on these you could be chayv, these 39 you could be chayv, lafuke midi Rabbi Lozer. It comes, the Mishnah wants to tell us that we do not hold like Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer held the Mechayiv al Tolda b'mokam av. He held that if you do an av and you also do a Tolda of that av, you're Chayiv two times. So according to Rabbi Lozer, a person could be Chayiv much more than 39 times. He can do all 39 malachas and then do Toldas of those avos, and he can be Chayiv, if he does one Tolda of each malacha, he'd be Chayiv 78 times. So our mission that's telling us that these are the Ovis Malachas, and these you could bring a Chatas, the most is 39, comes to tell us, not like Rebbe Lozer, and we hold that you're not Chayv on a Tolda B'mokam Av. If he, in one Helam, at one time he did an Av and a Tolda, you're only Chayv one, because it's considered that he did the same Malacha twice, all with one Helam, without knowing in between, so you're only Chayv once. Chosar Achas, the Mishnah said you have 40 missing one to tell me that you have less than 40 malachas. That comes lafuke mit Rabbi Yehuda. That comes to tell us, the Mishnah wants to tell us that we do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Moisif es hashoivet v'hamedagdik. Rabbi Yehuda held that there were two other melachas. One is shoivet, which means to straighten out the chassis strings in the weaving process. The chassis is the warped threads. So if he straightens that out after he's put them in place, he straightens them out, that's called a melacha of shoivet. And medagdik means that he straightens out the erev threads. After he's put them in place, he has to straighten them out and flatten them out, put them in, make sure that they're in the right place. So that's the melacha of shoivet. So Rabbi Yehuda held that there are more than 39 melachas. You have another two melachas. You have shoivet and medagdik. So we said there are our boyim chaser achas to tell you there are less than 40 melachas. We hold that these two are not separate melachas. Amrulai, the Rabbanan said to him, shoivet harehu b'chal mesech. Shoivet is included in the melach of mesech. Mesech means to prepare the chassis threads, the warp of the weaving process. So that includes the entire preparing, even the straightening out of the strings at the end of that process. And medagdik, harehu b'chlal oireg. Medagdik, which is straightening out the erev strings, is included in the melacha of oireg, which means to prepare those the erev strings. So that includes the entire process, even the straightening out, which happens at the end, is also included in erev. So these are not separate melachas, but these are already included in mesech and in medagdik.